So what I wanted to take a look at today is really just go through a sugya lahalacha. Anyone bring me a Gemara brachas? I don't bring anything myself. I'm not so responsible here. So there is the sugya of Hatova Metiv is a sugya in brachos. The two Iker Tosus, the Tosus here, Mesechus Brachos Daf Kaval, and the Tosus there, Mesechus Brachos, and the Rosh Mesechus Brachos. So I really just again wanted to learn through the sugya lahalacha. You have a Torah Beis Yosef? You got one right there? Okay, good. So do you have an extra one?
And then we can.
Okay, so let's start with Tosus first. Okay, we have Tosus Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph. The Gemara over here says, after we had two deos on Daf Kuf and Beis, now what happens if you had Kiddush and Shul and then you come home? So do you have to say Kiddush again at home? So that was a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that Rav says that you don't have to say Kiddush again at home. You already said Kiddush, you already Yotze Kiddush in Shul, and because you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. Shmuel says, no, you do need Kiddush Makom Suda, so you have to say Kiddush again at home. But everyone agreed that when it comes to the bracha of Bar Pi Agafen, both Rav and Shmuel agreed that for sure you need to say new Bar Pi Agafen because you're in a brand new place, so you need to say new Bar Pi Agafen. So the Gemara on the bottom, Kufal Vam Aleph, three lines on the bottom, Rav Yochanan Amar Af Yidayayin Nami Yatsu, that no, you don't even need to say a new Bar Pi Agafen, that you're ready to say the Bar Pi Agafen. Vaz Rav Yochanan Tamei, and this is Rav Yochanan Shitaso, Dom Rav Yochanan Bar Abaye, Om Rav Dos, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Echad shinoi yayin ve'echad shinoi makom ein sarich levarech. Whether you have new wine, if you change the wine, like you made a bracha on wine from one bottle or from one barrel and you drank and then they brought a new barrel of wine out and you want to drink from that barrel, or if there was a shinoi makom, you made kiddush in shul, you made a bracha on the yayin in shul and then you came home, you went to your house and you didn't have a hezchadas in between, in either case ein sarich levarich, you don't need to say a new bracha bar pri agafen, you're pater ready from the bracha rishona that you were mevarich on the first wine and where you first ate. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Lashitaso. Great. Says Tosfos, yeah, you don't need to make a new bracha bar pri agafen, but there's another bracha that's wine-related when new bottles of wine come out, when there's a shino yayin. Yeah, granted, you don't have to make a new bar pri agafen. What about the bracha of Hatov HaMetiv? So this leads us into an entire discussion about what is the nature of this bracha of Hatov HaMetiv, and particularly what I want to focus on today, or at least to start today, is what are the circumstances when one makes the bracha of Hatov HaMetiv? How different does the wine have to be in order to say the bracha? What? Yeah, you can. Does it have to be different at all? And if it does have to be different, what qualifies it as different? Is it a different taste, a different color, a different quality? What makes wine different enough to require Hatov HaMetiv? And does it even have to be different in the first place? What do you mean? A different bottle, even if it tastes the same, looks the same. So I have two bottles of whatever, white Zinfandel or whatever. So that's okay. So maybe let's see. So first of all, says the Rashbam. Let's see the Rashbam first. I didn't put that in the Mar Mekomos. I assume that's like a davar pasha. You read the Gemara together with the Rashbam. Echad shino yayin, says Rashbam. Sheviu lo yayin mechavis acheres. They brought you wine mechavis acheres from another barrel. The Yeshlo Tam Meshuna, and it has a different taste. O Gerua O Meshubach. So what's he telling you? As long as it tastes differently, it doesn't matter if it's better or worse. As long as it tastes different, that's good enough. That's all you need. Different taste is all you need. Ein Sarach Levarach Shenis Aliyayin. You don't make a bracha Bar Pi Agafen on the wine. Aval Hatova Meitiv Mias Mevarich Im Meshubach Min Arishon. Ooh, what does he say? When it comes to Hatova Meitiv, you do make a new bracha Im Mishubach Min Arishon, only if the second bottle is better wine than the first bottle. He doesn't say what makes it better, but only if it's better than the first bottle. Where does he get this from? Kedamrin Ba'aroa. The Gemara appears in Maseches Brachos Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Afal Pi Sha'amru Shino Yayin Ein Sorech Levarech. Even though we say that when you get new wine, you don't need to say a new Bar Pri Agafen. Aval Omer Hatov HaMeitiv. But a new bottle of wine does demand Hatov HaMeitiv. V'Shino Yayin Hainu Michavis Acheres. And Shino Yayin means that you open up a new barrel. Kedamrin Brachos Yerushalmi Periketz Al Kol Chavis Chavis Shoy Pasech Hayim Mevarech Alein. Similarly, the Yerushalmi says that Rebbe, as he opened up barrel after barrel, made a new Hatov HaMeitiv for every single barrel that he opened up. Rebbe Omer Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv. Right, that he said a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. So what's the raya? He's trying to prove what? What's he trying to prove? That you do make Hatova Meitiv if it's Meshubach, if it's a better wine than the previous one. What did he prove? He proved that there was a lot of Hatova Meitiv, that every time you open up a new barrel, it's Hatova Meitiv, but nothing about it being Meshubach. Right? Where's this Gemara? It's at the bottom, I think. Right? The Gemara says. Yeah. So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Tasam Beis talks about the bracha of Hatova Meitiv in general. Talks about making the bracha Hatova, the starting point, making bracha Hatova Meitiv on rain. Besoros Tovos, we make the bracha Hatova Meitiv. When a person gets particularly good news, you make a bracha Hatova Meitiv. When you get a new thing that many people are going to use, when it's just something that's personal to you that you're going to use, you make a bracha of Shechianu. When you get something that a lot of people are going to use, the bracha Hatova Meitiv. For instance, you buy a brand new sports car that's has room for maybe 1.5 people, but really is not going to be used by anybody but yourself. It's your midlife crisis car. So then you make a Shechianu. But you buy a family car, so the bracha is Hatov HaMeitiv, because it can be enjoyed by many people. You buy a house, it's a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. So that's when it comes to those types of Hatov HaMeitiv. Bana bayis chadish, kana keim chadashim, you say shechyan v'gyan al zman hazeh, shalov v'shal acherim, you say Hatov HaMeitiv. If you have other people also, you say Hatov HaMeitiv. So says the Gemara...
What?
How many
people is considered Hatov HaMeitiv?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, the Gemara says, Yaldi Ishto Zachar, Omer Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv. When your wife gives birth to a baby boy, you say Hatov HaMeitiv, because it's both you and your wife. I remember when I got engaged, I called up Rav Shechter right after I got engaged to tell him I got engaged, and I asked him whether my wife should make a Shechianu on the ring, and he said she should make Hatov HaMeitiv on the engagement ring, because he thought I was just as happy to give it to her as she was to receive it, so it's a double simcha, which is quite a chiddush. Because I was giving it, meaning normally it's if two people are going to benefit from it. I've in 15 years of marriage, I still have not worn her engagement ring even once. So it's not something that I use. But he thought that it should still require Hatov HaMeitiv. Anyway,
if you have twin brothers, right? And the mother buys a suit, and it's for both twin brothers. The same
thing. Make Hatov HaMeitiv, maybe. Yeah, maybe. So. Right, then the Gemara quotes the story that Meis Aviv Hu Yarsha B'tchilo Amar Baruch Dayan Emes L'Besof Amar Baruch Hatov HaMeitiv, that you say a Dayan Emes on the death and then you say Hatov HaMeitiv about the Yerusha. Remember I told you that crazy story with the person who asked Rav Aviner? Rav Aviner answers questions online with text messages. So someone said to Rav Aviner, oh, you weren't here, Sunday. Someone asked Rav Aviner, said, when I heard Rav Adi Yosef passed away, I was very sad because Gadol Yisrael died, but I was also a little happy because his politics were terrible. I hated his politics. So I made a Dayan Emes, I also make Hatov HaMeitiv. So Rav Aviner responded the following lashon. It was a beautiful response. He wrote, you are crazy. And then in parentheses, I am being Dan Lekav Schus. To assume that you're insane and you're not just evil. So anyway, so says the Gemara Vayter in Maseches Brachos, Toshma, Shino Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich, Shino Makom Tzarech Levarich, Vam Rav Yosef Rabba Amar Biyochlan, Af Yom Shomer Shino Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich, Avul Omer Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, even though Shino Yayin, you don't make a bracha, but we do say HaTov HaMeitiv. So that's the sugi of Shino Yayin. Where do we see over here that there's that it has to be more meshubach? That it's got to be a better wine that we're making the bracha Hatov HaMeitiv? The raya is just the idea that there is a bracha Hatov HaMeitiv. Meaning, our Gemara never mentioned Hatov HaMeitiv. Over here in Pesach, all we just say is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're even yotze yidei yayin because shino yayin vechot shino makom, you're ein sarich levarich according to Rabbi Yochanan. But we don't mention anything about Hatov HaMeitiv. So the Rashbam is filling us in. But you should know, by the way, there's another bracha that you have to that comes into the cheshbon over here. That is the bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. Take a look at Tosos. So again, we're just going to tally what the Rishonim hold and then see how it plays out lahalacha. So Rashbam, right off the bat, we know holds that when do you say Hatov HaMeitiv on a new bottle of wine? When it's Meshubach Min HaRishon, when it's a better bottle than the first bottle. Zak Tosos. Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarech Levarich. Miu. Hatova Metiv Tsarich Lavarich. But you do have to make Hatova Metiv. Kedamrin Baro, like the Gemara says in Aro. Upirish Rashbam, Dafke Hechad Meshubach Minarishon. But Rashbam says that that's only if it's a better wine. Vechain Baalachas Kedolos. And that's what it says in Bahag as well. Vechain Mashma Birushalmi Tisov Kesem Varchum, the Kamaraba Baravuna Amar, Yayin Chadash, Vyashan Tsarich Lavarich. Shinu Yayin Ein Tsarich Lavarich. What's he saying? That if you have Yayin Chadash Vyashan, you have new wine and old wine, Sarich Levarich. So what's he being medayek? Why does it say you have new wine and old wine? Why not say you have old wine and new wine? It says it starts with the new wine, then the old wine. So what's better? The old wine is better. So when does it say Sarich Levarich, you have to make Hatova Metiv? The fact that Yerushalmi says the new wine first, then the old wine, apparently you're only making Hatova Metiv because the second bottle is a better bottle. So once, how do we define better? So apparently, with the way Tulsa is defining, at least one of the definitions of better is older. That's one of the definitions of better. It may or may not be the only definition of better. But that's how he's defining better wine. That it's yain chadash v'yashan. Shinu yain ain tzarech levarich, shinu makom, tzarech levarich has chadas, kemoshu shinu makom. Mashma sharot zalomer. So the implication is, the yain chadash v'yashan, tzarech levarich, v'shayashan, tov mena chadash. Aval shinu yain stam ain tzarech levarich. But stam, just to get a new bottle of wine that's no better or no worse than any of the other bottles, so you don't have to make a tova meitiv, because you don't know, kiven she'en yadua shasheni mishubach. You don't know that the second one is any better than the first one. So again, Rashbam, Bahag, only if the second one is better. If the second one is worse, for sure not. What if the second one is the same? Or what if you're not sure what the second one is? So Tosfos understands that the Rashbam would say, no bracha. You only make Hatova Meitiv when you know for sure that the second one is better. Mihu, uvda debasar achipalagalei. But if you keep reading weiter, not Yerushalmi, you'll see that there's another Deya over there. Dekamer dal kol chavis v'chavis mevarich. That it says that as Rebbe was opening up barrel after barrel, each barrel that he would open up, he would say a bracha. Mahay mevarich, v'am raviza b'shem Rebbe, baruch hatova metiv. Mashu b'kol inyin, afilu mitava l'bisha. So it sounds from there, says Tosfos, that no matter what was in the next barrel, you had no, it couldn't be that he opened up barrel after barrel after barrel, and each one was better and better and better than the other one. No, he's opening up random barrels. Some were better, some were worse. So at some point, he was opening up a barrel that was of a lower quality, and he still said Hatova Metiv. So now what do we have? Now we have two days. We have one day of the Rashbam that only when it's for sure a better bottle, that's when you say Hatova Metiv. Then we have the, but it's stam, you wouldn't say Hatova Metiv, and certainly if it's worse, you wouldn't say Hatova Metiv. Then we have this Shita that Tosfos is quoting from the second day in the Yerushalmi, that even if it's a worse bottle, you would say Hatova Metiv. Certainly if it's stam, you would say Hatova Metiv. Yeah.
But Tosfos just quoted the same source that Rashbam brought for his.
Yeah, but Tulsa seems like that Tulsa pays attention to the last part as it maybe being more lahalacha. I mean, Tulsa thinks that it's a machlokas.
Yeah, but it was quoted by Rashbam too.
So Rashbam mentioned that second part, but the Rashbam also took a stance lahalacha. So what's the Rashbam going to do with the second part of the Gemara? So a couple of possibilities. One possibility is that the Rashbam will say, who said that each barrel wasn't better than the previous one? Maybe that was taka the case. Each barrel, it's tafka yayin chadosh v'yashin, you say atov ametiv. It's only when you're opening up a better barrel. So maybe when you opened up one after the other, you say atov ametiv because each one was actually better than the other one. Or the Rashbam would say, inachinami tzmachlokas in the Yerushalmi, and we paskin. We paskin that it's only when you're opening up a better barrel. Umiyu yesh litchos, shayim varech v'shaloyim akiro. He says, however, Tulsa says, maybe, the reason he made the bracha over there was because it was a suffik. He wasn't sure whether it was a better barrel or not. Avlim yadua shasheni gurua lo. So now we have a third shita, meaning now we have a compromise shita. Third shita is that maybe if you know for sure it's better, then you make hatova metiv. Let's go again. The Rashbam said if you know for sure it's better, you make hatova metiv. Anything short of knowing for sure, there's no hatova metiv. Now Tulsa is saying, maybe we could interpret the Yerushalmi that even if it's a suffek what it is, if it's any better or worse, that also would be Atova Metiv. You'd say Atova Metiv and that also, even if you weren't sure, even if it was a suffek. And then we have the Shita that Tulsa is quoted from the Yerushalmi, the third Shita, that no, even if it's a worse bottle, you would say Atova Metiv. For anything, you'd say Atova Metiv. V'nir da'afilu ha'sheni garua mevarich. Tosfos says, I think that even if the second bottle is worse, you make hatov ha'metiv. Why? Why would you make hatov ha'metiv? It's a boon. You just got something you weren't expecting, or something brand new, something great, something fantastic. Where's the something fantastic? You just had something fantastic-er. You just had something better. So why would it be hatov ha'metiv? So says Tosfos, what's hatov ha'metiv about? Is hatov ha'metiv about the improvement? The fact that I'm now better, that I'm now enjoying something more than I enjoyed before? Or is hatov ha'metiv over a continuation of bracha? That even after I used to think that when I finished that last bottle of wine, I was done, my bracha was going to be over, my enjoyment was going to be over, but now I have more wine. So granted, it may not be as high quality, but I'm so happy to be able to have it. It's so great to be able to have it. So the bracha is not on the quality of the wine, it is on the ribuy yayin, it's on the quantity of wine, it's on the fact that you have more of it. Dal ribuy yayin osu mevarich. Ulbevad shalaya ha'achra ra yoser midai shem yichol l'shtosa l'midochak. He says there's one exception. If the second bottle of wine is awful, if it's something that, like, it's difficult to drink, then you wouldn't say atov ha'metiv. You can't say atov ha'metiv on something that's gross. So the you may even say a dynamis if wine turns sour entirely, right? And then he just adds a few more qualifications. First of all, it applies both b'shasuda and not b'shasuda, not when you're eating alone, only when there are other people with you, and only b'yayin we make this bracha of atov ha'metiv. So we're going to have to discuss that also, but that's a totally different topic. Why is it only b'yayin? There's so many wonderful brachos. A new piece of meat, a new type of kugel came out. Why don't I say atov ha'metiv on that? Why is it only on yayin that you say the bracha of atov ha'metiv? So that relates to the history of the bracha a little bit. We're going to have to see a little bit more about that. But for right now, what I want to focus is on the various shitos and rishonim as to what kind of shino yayin warrants atov ha'metiv.
Why would you drink the wine if you knew it was so bad in the first place?
Thirsty.
Thirsty,
you need to wash it down. You need to wash down your food.
If it's so bad, is it going to actually wash it down?
You're saying you could drink it midochak. You could stomach it, and your mouth is very dry, so you want.
Yeah. Just clarify: is shino yayin ein tzarich levarich for kagach?
Right. But that's right. That's exactly the point Tosfos is making. And we say ein tzarich levarich. That's only bar kagach. But Hatov HaMetiv, absolutely, you do need to say Hatov HaMetiv. Now, Tosfos had quoted this, So Tosfos had quoted an opinion.
Why wouldn't you have to make another bracha on a Gafen in a case Rebbe gave that you're like, I'm done with my wine. Oh, another bottle came, but wow, your bracha was only on that yayin. It's not like a lechem where it's one big suda and everything falls under the suda. It's a yayin. You make a bracha. If I make a bracha on this apple, this one apple, you know, and I'm just making this apple, and somebody, here's some, I don't know, oranges, I don't know. Probably we have to make another bracha on the oranges because you wouldn't have in mind the oranges. So why don't you have to make another bracha of the guffin? You brought in, it's not the same wine, it's a different wine. Maybe worse.
Good. So that's the sugya in Hilchos. Brachos is asking me our next sugya about what these circumstances are where you do and don't have to make another bar priya gafen. You know, are you just relying on the das palabais, whatever's brought out, and that's what I have in mind with my bar priya gafen at the beginning. Or you're assuming you might bring out more wine, but you didn't yet bring out more wine. But you're having das for whatever you're going to drink. But a tov ha'metiv may still be required.
If you knew that there's going to be five bottles coming out, you saw in the kitchen, you brought a bottle of wine, it was in the kitchen, and then you couldn't know
it. Oh, good, so we have to discuss this also. Well, I think this is going to relate very much to these opinions. Meaning, what is the mechayev of Hatov HaMetiv? Is the mechayev of Hatov HaMetiv the increased hana'ah that you have? Or is it something new? Is it a sense of ischadshus? Meaning, if you knew you had these bottles of wine and you were planning on having a dessert wine with the dessert, and you're having this wine with the main course, and you're having wine with the appetite, so it's just, it wasn't out on the table, but you knew that was the menu, that's what was coming out, that was supposed to come out. So it's not like it's not a boon. It's not like, oh, look what I got something new. You didn't get anything new. You knew exactly what was there. So maybe that wouldn't be Hatov HaMetiv. Or do you say, no, each new type of hana from yayin that I'm going to get, I make Hatov HaMetiv. Nafkamina might also be, what if I don't drink it? Is it on the fact that, look how rich we are, we have so much wine, and we're just able to demonstrate it? So we bring it out. So even if I knew I had it, but look at this, we had all this wine. So then I would say Atov HaMetiv anyway. But if it's about the hana that I'm getting from the wine, then l'chora, you would not say Atov HaMetiv if you're not going to drink it. So is it on the presence of the bottle, or is it only when you drink the wine? It's not a birchas hananin in the sense that like a baruch pri hagafen is a birchas hananin, but maybe it's only on the increased hana you're about to experience. And maybe that will play into the definition of meshubach. There is a general assumption in Rishonim that red wine is better than white wine. What if you have a white wine that's better than a red wine? You could find pretty cheap red wines and you could find pretty expensive white wines. What if you have a white wine that's better than a red wine? Is red by definition better? Now, why would it be by definition better if you don't enjoy it as much? Or let's say you stop. The red wine is better wine, but you enjoy the white wine more. If it's a din in the hana'a that you get from it, so then only the white wine is considered meshubach from the red wine. But if it's not a din in the hana'a that you get from it, it's just a din in the look how rich we are. We have all this chashuv stuff. So the second we see the color red, you know that's chashuv. The white isn't so chashuv.
But if it's an din of hana'a, right? Rabbi gives two tzaddik. Whether it's the how rich you are that we have the ability to have more wine, or is it hana'a? But if it's binafi, would be if you had a worse bottle of wine, which you're getting negative hana'a from a worse bottle of wine.
But one could argue ribuyayin that it is hana'a and getting more wine.
But it's not hana'a in the sense that you're directly benefiting from your drink because you don't enjoy it as much,
but it's still better than not having anything. So it is an increased hana'a. All right, we'll see. Let's see how it plays out. Right. That may be what's at the root of this machlokas. Now I saw the Rav Yosef Engel raises a question. According to Tosus, that the Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv is on the Shevach HaYayin, not on the Riboy HaYayin. It's on a higher quality wine, not on the fact that there's just more wine. So if you don't know whether the wine is better or not better, let's assume, like the day in Tosfos, that you would only make HaTov HaMeitiv on better wine. So when you're not sure if the wine is better or not, so Tosfos also had two possibilities. Maybe when you're not sure, you don't make the bracha, that was the Rashbam. But then Tosfos says, no, maybe when you're not sure, you do make a bracha if you're not sure. So Tosfos says, wait a second, what's going to happen if you make the bracha, then you taste it and you realize that it's less good? So then, doesn't it turn out that it was a bracha levatala? Think about that question for a second. What does that question assume is the nature of this bracha? If Rav Engel says, how can Tosfos say, that if you're not sure if it's better wine or worse wine, you should say, Atov HaMeitiv, it might turn out to be a bracha levatala if the wine is worse. So what's he assuming? That it's going to be a bracha levatala if the wine is worse. Why? Because once I taste it, I realize that it's bad. It's not increased hana'a, it's lesser hana'a, right? If the bracha were about the demonstration of wine that's being brought to the table, so it wouldn't make a difference if it's actually worse or better. As long as when it was brought to the table, it looks good. That's the bracha. The bracha is about the demonstration of, look, we're bringing out wine, chashva wine. So it wouldn't l'mafreya turn into a bracha levatala just because it wasn't quite as good. Because as far as the demonstration, whatever it looks like is what it is. Rav Yosef Engel answers in Sinum L'Torah that the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv is hoda'a ala simcha sheyesh lo b'shtiyas hayayin ha-meshubach yoseh. The bracha HaTov HaMeitiv is on the, it's a hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the simcha that you feel when you have a higher quality wine. Because yayin, the ikra of yayin is simcha, yayin yisamach levav enosh. So since, even if you're not sure if the second wine is better than the first wine, you still get that simcha, machmas l'safek, so you have to be modif for the simcha. What's he saying essentially? That the bracha is not on the fact that be'etzem it's better wine, nor is it on the hana'a you get from drinking the wine. What is the bracha on? The experience of bringing wine and the simcha that gives you. Now, it only gives you a high level of simcha when you have in your mind the possibility that this might be really good wine. wine comes out, you think, ooh, this is going to be awesome. So then you'll have a heightened level of simcha. But if you don't even have a havamina that it's going to be good wine, you're not going to have that level of simcha. Therefore, there's not a tova meitiv. But the way Rav Yosef Engel understands is that the bracha is not on the hana'a, the bracha is on the simcha. Yeah?
But why is Rav Yosef Engel implying to increase simcha? He's like, if you enjoy wine, so any wine would involve simcha. It's better or worse. It's
he's working within the shita, though, that only yayin meshubach you make a tova meitiv. Working within that shita, how could you do it misafek, he's saying. So he's saying if you hold only yayin meshubach, it's not that the taste of the wine is what gives you is what's mechayev atova meitiv. It's the experience of bringing the wine to the table that's mechayev atova meitiv, not the taste of the wine. So therefore, even if it's a suffix, you still have that experience of bringing the wine to the table. Now, if you know that the wine is worse, then you don't have that. It's not. No, it's nothing to do with suffix. I'm vaday besimcha. When they bring wine, when they bring potential wine to the table, it gives me vaday simcha. That's how Rav Yosef Engel understands. Yeah.
Why can't it be in general case? I don't know if it works like this. Maybe it's a cute idea. A svek steka by we're not sure whether the wine is good or bad, and whether or not. So since you don't know whether or not to make a new bracha or not.
You're not sure whether the wine
is good or bad. It's something.
Yeah.
Whether or not to make a bracha or not, it's a limitation. You're also suffering because you don't know if it's good or bad.
That's one suffering.
It's all within the same suffering.
Yeah, it's the same suffering. The suffering is you make a bracha out of a meitiv. Now, the way to say it as a svek sveka would be like this. You have a machlokas in Tosos whether you make a tova meitiv even on worse wine, or you only make it on better wine. Well, wait a second, if I don't know if it's good or bad, so first of all, it might be better. And even if it's worse, maybe we pass on like that shita, that you say a tova meitiv on worse wine. So that could be a svara, why you would say a tova meitiv when you're mesupak. Meaning, if you understand the shita that holds that you're mesupak is not taking a stance on the issue of when we say Atova Meitiv, and says, I'm not sure, it's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashbam says you only say Atova Meitiv is better, Rabbi Natan says you say Atova Meitiv even if it's worse, I'm not sure. So then when you're Mesupak, you would say Atova Meitiv because then you'd have a Svek Sveka. Right? That would be the way to make a Svek Sveka. Safik Brachos Laka, what about Svek Sveka? No, we say, in general, by Brachos, we say Safik Brachos Laka, by one Safik. Do we say Sarah Brach Sakal by Svek Sveka also? And you have Svek Sveka Lechumra? Huh?
No, you don't say.
Suffolk can't let the other Suffolk. So Lechara Svek Sveka should go Lechumra. Svek Sveka works me didn't rove. Right? I don't want to get into Svek Sveka now. It's a fairly complicated sugya. But Pashas is normally when you have a Svek Sveka, you follow where that Svek Sveka takes you. So if you have a suffix, whether we should paskin that you make a bracha on worse wine, and even if this wine, sorry, you have a suffix whether this is worse or better, and even if it is worse, maybe we could make a bracha even on worse wine, so that would be a legitimate svek sveka. Good. So we have, again, to review, we have the Rashbam who holds Hatova Meitiv is only if the wine is, the second bottle of wine is better. Tulsa says Hatova Meitiv is even if it's a suffix, if you don't know if the wine is better. Right? Not only if the wine is definitely better, even if it's a suffix. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos holds, Hatova Meitiv is even if they bring you wine that's worse, because it's not on the increased quality, it is on the ribuy yayin. It is on the fact that you have more of it that really makes the point. Now, the Rambam, in the fourth paragraph of the Brachos Halacha Tes, you don't have Rambam here? Rambam, it's okay. Sorry. The Rambam writes as follows. Hayu mesubin lishlos yayin, if you're sitting to drink wine, ubala min yayin acher, and another type of wine comes. Kigon, shayu shosin adom yaviu shachar. You were drinking red wine, and they brought out black wine. A yashin viviu chadash. Or you were drinking old wine, and they brought out new wine. You don't have to say another Baruch Pirgafen, Aval! Mavarch Matova Meitiv. But you do make Hatova Meitiv. What does Rambam hold over here? We had three Shitas so far. One Shita is only if it's better, that's Rashbam. Tosfos, even if you're not sure. Rabbeinu Tam, even if it's worse. So the Rambam seems to hold the fourth shita. First of all, he says, if it's worse, it could be that you will have to make Hatov HaMeitiv. Because he talks about you were drinking old wine and then new wine was brought out. And he says you might make Hatov HaMeitiv in that case. When would you make Hatov HaMeitiv? If it's different. Any wine that's different than other wine, you would say Hatov HaMeitiv. That's how the Kesher Mishnah understands the Rambam. That any shinui yayin, whether it's a shinui in the min hayayin, from old to new or new to old, or red to black, black to red, you would make Hatov HaMeitiv, and it doesn't matter if the shinui makes it a better wine or a worse wine. But if the second wine was the same, so this is what you were saying before, that it's just another bottle of the same White Zinfandel that I was having before, I just have another bottle of it. I don't even like White Zinfandel, I don't know why I keep using that example. But the same Black Muscat, I like Black Muscat, that's good. So if it's the same Black Muscat that I had before, and I'm having now, so then it's not a shinui at all. It's not a shinui l'shvach, it's not a shinui in any way. So it comes out funny according to the Rambam. If I open up a bottle that's worse than the first bottle, I say Hatov HaMeitiv. If I open up a bottle that's the same as the first bottle, I don't say Hatov HaMeitiv. Quite a chiddush, no? Because if the whole thing is the new simcha that you're having, so isn't it a better simcha to have the same quality wine rather than to have a lower quality wine? You would think it's a greater simcha. So what's the mechayev according to the Rambam? I mean, we had a chakira before. Is the mechayev the hana'a that you're getting from the wine? The increased hana'a that you're getting? Is the mechayev the simcha in showing how wealthy you are that you're able to bring out such nice wine? Well, according to the Rambam, it can't be either of those things. Because you wouldn't make the bracha when I have an equal quality wine, I would make the bracha, but I would make it sometimes when I have a lower quality wine. Yeah?
Can you go with the implication both ways? I mean, you can also go that way, meaning if it's the same wine, you don't make a bracha. You can also go the opposite way. I mean, Rambam said that for a wine that's even worse, you make a bracha. So it shouldn't be a culture can that...
No, because he describes the mechayiv of the bracha being a min yayin acher. That's when you make the bracha. So that's why the Kesher Mishnah understands it that way. It dafka has to be a min yayin acher. That's the mechayin.
Min yayin acher could be very general. Min yayin acher from a different wine, right?
So min mem yud nun. It's different.
Oh, min.
Yeah. A different min. Yeah.
If you work that way, then like, if you have the same company and make two barrels of wine, it's min yayin. Your bottle came from one barrel, the other bottle.
But it has to be the min.
Min, right? But the min, two different min.
Yeah. So, right.
It's confusing.
Now, Kesher Mishnah says, where does Rambam get this from? It's from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Shinui Yayin Ein Tzorech L'Varech, but you are M'Varech Hatov HaMeitiv. So, what does Shinui Yayin mean? The Rambam just teaches the words. Shinui Yayin means, doesn't mean better wine. If it wanted to say better wine, it should have said, Yayin. Yeah, well, that would be more wine, Yayin Adif, you know, something like that. What's Shinui Yayin? Shinui Yayin just means different. It's got to be different. No, what's the Mechayim according to the Rambam? I think it's Pasha. I think it's easy to say what the Mechayev would be. When it comes to a bracha on food, let's think about in terms of Birchas HaNeinim. So I make a Bar Priya Eitz on an apple. Do I have to make a Bar Priya Eitz on an orange that I'm going to eat to get? No, I already made the Bar Priya Eitz. I don't have to. But I enjoy the orange very much. It doesn't matter how much you enjoy it. You already covered that with the bracha. So it could be that you love oranges, and it could be you like oranges more than cookies. But guess what? If a cookie comes out, you're gonna have to say new bracha. So you may like. I happen to like fruits and vegetables more than I like cookies. I'm a little bit weird like that. Okay. So I like fruits and vegetables more than. So if an orange comes out or if a cantaloupe comes out, I'm gonna be more happier than cantaloupes than bracha. If an orange comes out, I'm gonna be happier than if a cookie comes out. Yet, I wouldn't make a bracha on the orange, but I would make a bracha on the cookie. Why? Because each new hana'a demands a bracha. The way the Rambam will understand it, it's not the simcha per se. It's not the simcha of being able to drink the wine. It's a new type of simcha. If you have a simcha for something that you weren't yet misameach with. Let's say, l'mashal, I buy a pet. We bought fish from the house. So we were very happy about the fish. That's something we were very excited about. But What do you mean? Why are they so excited about getting the fish? We have children already, and children are even better than fish. Yeah, but fish is new. I mean, we've had children all this time. Fish is something that's brand new. It's a new type of simcha. Not that you can compare fish to children, but that's the whole point. That it's a different simcha. It's the new simcha that's mechayiv the bracha. It's the fact that it's a brand new experience of simcha. So the Rambam's going to understand that the bracha v'atova ha'metiv, yes, it's on the simcha, but not the simcha that I get from drinking the wine. That's an old simcha, because I had the same wine already. It's on a hischadshus of simcha. It's a combination of simcha with hischadshus. It's not just an ongoing simcha. I'm more happy to see my children every day than I am to see the fish even on the first day that we bought them. But the seeing my children every day wouldn't demand the bracha, because it's not a hischadshus of simcha. When I bought my house, buying my house was a bigger deal than buying my fish. But I don't make a bracha v'atov ha'metiv every day on my house, because there's no eschatzus to it. It's the same house I lived in yesterday. But yesterday I didn't enjoy November 12th in my house. I only enjoyed November 11th, if yesterday was in fact the 11th. I didn't enjoy whatever it is, whatever the date is. Yesterday I didn't enjoy the... it's the same simcha that I had. So they wouldn't demand a new bracha. What do we compare a Tova Metiv to? What's the parallel bracha Tova Metiv that we always compare it to? Shachianu. What's Shachianu? It's always on Ischachos. It's the definition of the bracha. The mechayiv of all these brachas is when there's Ischachos. Rambam says, I don't care that you open up a new bottle of wine. It's the same bottle. It's the same wine. That's not Ischachos when it's the same yayin. The definition, the mechayiv of the bracha is the Ischachos.
Well, I think Ischachos is fine. We've been talking about nene. Everybody's talking about nene, being nene for the wine. Why is suddenly the Rambam...
So that's what I'm saying. The Rambam is going to understand that it is on the hana, but it's on a hischachus of hana. It has to be a new hana. If it's the same hana I've been getting all this time, then you don't make a bracha on it. Hana, simcha, whichever way you want to go. Whichever way you want to go. Whether you call it hana or simcha, but it has to be a new hana or a new simcha. We'll see. We'll see whether hana or simcha is the real mechayiv. We'll have to get to that. That's the Kesef Mishnah. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam, that it's anything different about the wine, and it's based on the fact that it says shinui yayin. What's he going to do with the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says yayin chadash, yayin yashan. You make a bracha tova metiv and put chadash before yashan. So the Rambam will say, it doesn't mean dafka yayin chadash than yayin yashan, because the yashan is more meshubach. It means that it's a different kind of wine. So what are different kinds of wine? Chadash and yashan are different from each other. Good, that's right. The Maisa Rokeh, what?
Ages,
we have to be clear about this. When we say ages, if my Bartonura wine happens to have been bottled in the factory in 2007 and the other one was bottled in fact in 2008, but it wasn't aged in barrels any differently, so that's not called different ages. Ages means that it is actually a higher quality because the thing is actually aged. Now the Maaser Kef doesn't like the Kesef Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam, because if the Rambam holds that Shinui Min, you make a bracha tova v'ametiv, how's he going to explain what happened with Rebbe? What happened with Rebbe? He had all these barrels, kept on opening up each barrel, and every single barrel he opened up, hatova v'ametiv, nachmul. Every barrel was a new Min of Yayin? So the simple answer is, yeah. Rebbe was rich. He was a very rich man. And why would he keep opening up new barrels if they weren't a new min? What, did he finish every single barrel? You think he finished every single barrel? How much does he drink in a red? There's no way he finished every single barrel. So obviously, why would he open up a new barrel of the same kind of wine unless he finished the first one? Elamai, it was a different min. It was taka, a new barrel. So the Maaser Kech doesn't ask this kasha. Lechor, it's not really a kasha on the Rambam. What?
Makes more sense going to Rambam. Makes more sense.
Yeah, it fits the Rambam even better. Yeah, so this is major kasha on the Rambam. L'chor, it's a very shver kasha. What?
Shinei mama. Change how much you bought the bottle.
Well, if it's the same wine, then you just happen to get ripped off. You bought one on Rodeo Drive, and you bought one at a discount liquor store, and whatever. You know.
It wouldn't matter?
I don't think it would matter, no. No. Adarabha, you'd be sadder about the...
even though one's more chavit.
I don't think it's more chavit.
Probably.
Does he pay more money for it? I don't think so. One more sheet than Rishonim. The Rishonim quote from Rabbeinu Chananel that Shinui Yayin is anything that you haven't drunk from in 30 days. Whoa, totally different. Shini Yayin is, now where does he get that from? What does 30 days have to do with anything? Where do we ever have that? What? Hischadshus. Shechianu. That's the exact parallel to Shechianu. When do we make a Shechianu? On seeing a person, right? You see a person you haven't seen, someone you love very much that you haven't seen in 30 days, you make a Shechianu. 12 months, you make Mechaimus. 30 days, you say a Shechianu. So many are knowing to say Shechianu even in 12 months because people get insulted when you say Mechaim Esim. So there's a discussion of Vadi as a tshuva. If you haven't seen someone in 12 months, but you knew that they were alive, you spoke to them on the phone all the time, or you saw them on television or something, you knew they were alive. Would you make, what's the bracha Mechaim Esim? Is the bracha Mechaim Esim because as far as you knew they were dead, it's been so long since you've seen them, and now you see them, oh, Baruch Hashem, they're alive? Or is it just a nice way of saying, wow, you've come back into my life, you know, I'm so glad to see you. But Shechianu would just be the sense of Simcha. So the sense of Ben Chanan is purely did in the Simcha. So we have, it's not just that we have five different Shittos and Rishonim over here, but it's that each of the Shittos and Rishonim may view the Mechayev of Hatova Meitiv as a different Mechayev. Right, it could be a mechayiv of the hana'as hashtia, that you're drinking the wine. It could be a mechayiv of the simcha of bringing the wine, the simcha of showing how wealthy you are being able to bring the wine. It could be that the mechayiv is the simcha knowing that you're a hybrid of those two. The simcha knowing that you have the potential for that hana'ah. Not the simcha just that you're so rich that you have so much wine that it's ribu yayin, but the simcha that you know that you're going to be able to drink and enjoy a better wine. Or it could be, like the Rambam seems to understand, a sense of ischadshus. Or like Rabbeinu Chananel, even stronger. Rambam is a hybrid of ischadshus and hana'ah. The Rabbeinu Chananel seems it's all about ischadshus. Something that you haven't had in 30 days. That's going to be the, that's going to demand that of a metiv. According to Rabbi Nachman, what if it's the first bottle? It's not a second bottle of wine. First bottle you bring out to the table. You just haven't had it in 30 days. L'chora, based on that svari, you should require a tov emetiv on that. Even though it's not a shinu yayin at all. Meaning it's a shinu yayin in the sense that you haven't had it in 30 days. But even the first bottle you had that meal, it would be a tov emetiv. Alright, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I want to take a look for Beis Yosef. Tomorrow we're having... our fancy Suda. Okay, next time we'll look in how it plays out in Torah B'Yosef and Shulchan Aruch.